Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Good morning to you. He's
life. Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, life.
Oh, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbow shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenas dias.
Buenos dias.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Today we dedicate the show to the memory of, I don't know if he's Mr. Music, but American Bandstand Dick Clark passed from this planet. yesterday, and the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Super Don, we liked the guy. He was a nice guy.
I grew up watching him, Dick Clark and American Bandstand. That was, see, you know, I think a lot of kids did. You know, we grew up, you know, all of the big names, the bands that we were listening to on the radio, you know, the who's who of music, you know, they ended up on Bandstand at one point or another.
Yeah, just about everything came out of TV music. I mean, he was so influential, and all the people going back, way back, that would appear on the American Bandstand as such. And, of course, he changed and modified and kept going with the times, listening to music I had never heard of, but he did. He stayed hip through it all. 82 he was, and, you know, like I said, it's an amazing journey. I think people, and I'd like to see people living longer than that. I know that one of the things that happened some years ago in Dick's life is that he had a stroke, a pretty intense stroke, because he had to miss his New Year's Rockin' Eve one year, remember?
And that's right.
Here you got, all right, aging, right? They talk about decay, dying. Here's a guy that looked young for well into his old age. I think because
he did. I mean, how many years? Every time you would see him every year, yeah, on the New Year's Rockin' Eve, which was one of the shows that he started and went on for years, he always looked the same. Nothing changed. The face looked the same. The hair was this. He had the impenetrable hair helmet going on, you know, with the hairstyle.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And it was, yeah, just did not age for many, many, many years until I think he finally got into his 70s is when he started to notice, hey, he looks like he's getting kind of old.
Finally. But I don't know enough about his diet or lifestyle or exercise patterns. I didn't look into it. But I say anybody that has a stroke, we know of the silicon deficiency. We know about the vascular elasticity issue, that the so-called hardening of the arteries. They say, oh, it's because you're getting old. Well, if you know to keep certain minerals high in your body and you realize that the food you're consuming may not have enough and you're not supplementing, that, look, you know, I know, 82. I'm not going to say the guy was anything, but he's an icon. He's a neat guy, and he brought a lot of great music. But I certainly say maybe he could have been around longer. Not for me to say, except to say this could be a warning to anybody, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I can give a firsthand account to, you know, strokes happening at any time with what I just went through.
Sure, you just went through it with your dad.
Absolutely.
You know, and your dad, what? Is it in his 50s?
66.
66. So here we have another case, and it's very personal for you, obviously, for us, what we're dealing with there, but another case of many millions of Americans. It's not just Dick Clark, of course, but that have no idea because the medical profession doesn't acknowledge the things yet that we say. I mean, certain individual doctors we have on certainly do, but think about it in terms of, has any doctor talked to your dad about, hey, maybe we should really up your silicon levels?
Yeah. No, strangely enough, no doctors have said anything. My dad's, you know, he's pretty stubborn, and I know you've had some experiences with your family in that area where, you know, they grew up knowing that this is the way it's done, and this is what the doctor says to do, and you just go do it and get it done, and when you start talking about these other things, he isn't, you know, quite open to it, But you know,
wonder.
All you can do is offer the suggestion and do the best you can.
Super Donna, you wonder if his doctor or doctor's team would say, hey, do you think you should supplement? You know, then all of a sudden it would be different because it's still an authoritarian view of the medical profession. We look to say, right, I need approval from this guy or gal who's my doctor. And it's the relinquishing. And we talk about generational shifts. I mean, a lot of the people that are coming up, the 20-somethings and 30-somethings and even younger now, saying, you guys, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, you just abandoned certain things that I want to embrace, responsibility in all things, economic, political, and even physiological health. And I see that to some degree as a shift. I don't know how Dick Clark is stimulating the discussion of this. Maybe the stroke issue that got us here.
Well, we wanted to acknowledge him anyway. You know, Dick Clark is just one of those guys that I think everybody liked him. He's an icon. You know, somebody that we grew up with. And, you know, I got to tell you, Robert, when I saw yesterday as I was sitting at home and it flashed, I get alerts, AP alerts on my phone when, you know, breaking news comes along, and it popped up there and it said, Dick Clark dies, age 82. I was thinking, man, I really started to feel old. All these people that I grew up with and watched on TV, they're all dying. What's going on here?
Well, it could be the life is a terminal disease scenario. You know, in fact, that's one of the reasons why I asked Steven Rogers to come back on from Shentrition. Because one of the things we know about adapting to life circumstances, that is something that
even those of us who love superfoods and have for years, if we don't really understand how the adjunct to the superfoods are the adaptogens that help us adapt to survive and then hopefully get back to thriving at any age, you know, it's like whether a Dick Clark could adapt to this or not, I don't know. But the point is, that's the kind of stuff we like to cover. In addition to covering the news politically and economically and in other areas, how do we utilize the food of creation as not only sustenance, but to navigate the tough terrain that we're all facing? I mean, the things that Dick Clark saw in his life at 82, I think he was born around 1929 or something. I mean, what transition the people of that era had gone through from, you know, the simplicity of life, the simplicity of food, to great complexity, to the electronic era, of which Dick Clark was certainly a big part. And I think, you know, Ryan Seacrest is like the modern day version, I guess, of a Dick Clark, where he's going to probably take over for him in so many ways. But is adapted, I guess, to a point where the brains, they say the brains of kids are different today because they're so wired in instantaneously to what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, a lot has changed since 1929, for sure.
Well, and GMO foods are a big one. GMO, that's another thing. I don't know. Was Dick Clark eating that? I don't know. But the point is, if any of you are eating that, you're going to, I don't think you'll make it to 82 based on what we're learning about what the GM foods are doing. And that's why we got Pam Larry coming up, and she's with Label GMOs in California, labelgmos.org. We're going to talk with Pam, talking about what's the status of the petition going out there. How many? They got hundreds of thousands of signatures in California, and maybe the Earth Day is the coming up the due date. So basically, get on there, sign them up, find out where. We'll find out about that as well.
Yep, down to the wire. April 22nd, which happens to be Earth Day, is the deadline, and they need 800,000 signatures to get the get that on the ballot in California in order to require that GMOs have to be labeled. What a concept, right?
Yeah, what a concept.
Yeah, looking forward to talking to her. They're doing a great thing there.
Well, in early GMO stuff, we talked often about aspartame because they kind of genetically engineer a methanol molecule with, I mean, it's just kind of bizarre how they made aspartame, aka NutraSweet, aka NutraPoison or AminoSweet, and more stuff coming out on the methanol toxicity, because methanol is one of the breakdown components of these this particular artificial sweetener, which is wood alcohol, which is a cumulative neurotoxic poison that can cause blindness and many other things. And yet the FDA, of course, as we know for a fact, has no interest in protecting the public, but protecting an industry from the public that it is poisoning. And of course, the poisoning leads you to rely on more poisoning for suppression or modification of symptoms, as opposed to real healing, which is what we're going to be talking about, of course, with Stephen Rogers a little later this hour. And also, Superdom, man, I am so excited. An old friend I haven't had on in a long time, He's got a new book coming out. It's called Stop Making Cancer. Dr. Thomas Lodi, he's got a clinic in Arizona, and we're going to get some real deal stuff. Now, he's a vegetarian, raw kind of guy, and I love talking to people because we have Weston Price people on. We're not afraid to tackle all of the perspectives on diet, are we? Because we got Nick Gonzalez who rolls with it, whatever you need. But, of course, it's always about quality for me.
I agree. Quality is what's important, and where you can go from there, you know, just adds on to it and makes it even better.
Yeah.
But you've got to start with a foundation, and quality, I think, is a good place to start.
Well, and the quality is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don is evidence of that. And, of course, robertscottbell.com. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Coming right back with some GMO updates out of California. And then we've got Stephen Rogers from Shentrition as well. Lots of healing to go. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1010. 1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Your right to know if something has GMOs in it. Is your food contaminated with genetically modified organisms? California is the world battleground apparently right now. And joining us to give us an update on what is the latest happening and what you can do to mandate these labels so you will not stumble into GMOs inadvertently. Pam Larry's here. She's the initial investigator and Northern California director, labelgmos.org. Pam, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it and helping to spread the word about this most important endeavor.
Yes, and I appreciate you doing so. Ever since we were at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, it's been, a couple of months now. It's amazing how time flies. We started it there. I know that there are people working on it in a grassroots movement, and it's grown. But I want the update. What's the latest news you can give us as far as how close we are in California to the signature level and all the things surrounding it?
Sure. Well, we're going to be gathering signatures for a couple more days, about three more days here. We've got until Sunday, April 22nd, which is actually Earth Day, which is pretty exciting. And then we'll be stopping gathering signatures to get our initiative on the ballot. California has this process whereby you have to get about 505,000, 506,000 signatures that qualify. So, you know, you always have mistakes and errors and stuff like that. So we've actually set a goal of 850,000 signatures to make sure we get that 500 and something number. And I'm confident we're going to get there. We've got to keep going right up until the 22nd, but we've been doing a really fantastic job out there. And we're going to be on the ballot. I'm really confident of that.
So things are looking pretty good, but we don't want people to rest on their laurels if they haven't. You live in California,
exactly,
and you haven't yet put your name to it. Please do so. Now, where is it besides some of these Earth Day events? Can they go to local health food stores? Are there special places wherever they are that they can make sure their voice is heard by signing this petition?
You know, we don't advertise specific locations, but we will be at many, many of the Earth Day events around the state as kind of our last big, huge hurrah. That's where we'll probably be focused. We've been at and will continue to be at health food stores, in front of regular grocery stores, libraries, at pretty much anywhere that you might find other petition gatherers, will be there. Where there are people, we will be there.
Yes, right. And do you have any word if Jeffrey Smith's going to be out at any of the events in California? He's always on the go.
Oh, he is out on the go. He's great. And I actually think he's in another state. I don't remember which state he's in right now, but he just got back from Taiwan or something like that. And, you know, he just buzzes all over the planet, that guy. I really admire him.
Yeah. Now, we're not much into mandates here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but this one is sort of a for me, a no-brainer. I think it would make sense, and especially if these companies are so proud of their product, why wouldn't they want to label them and say, hey, here we are. We are superior. We have GMOs in it. But the very fact that they've resisted tells you all you need to know about the desire of the public to consume those GMOs.
Yes, and this is why we're doing this, because if there's an active participation between these large corporations and our government to further these products and not label them, because they know that oftentimes when people know what they're eating, they might choose not to eat them. So basically, in my opinion, which is why I started this back last year in January of 2011, this is a grassroots-driven thing,
yes,
started by me, one grandma from Chico, and has grown phenomenally to leaders all over the state in their communities. So, yeah, it's pushing their buttons, I would say.
Well, and you would think this would be so-called a piece of organic non-GMO cake to get this done in California, of all places. I mean, they talk about the Earth Muffin, crunchy granola capital of the world. but it hasn't been a piece of – I mean, it's literally been a lot of grassroots work.
It has been a tremendous amount of work. And really, our – you know, getting it on the ballot is just the very first step. We still have tremendous amounts of work to do to ensure that we win in November. They already have formed a PAC, calling it something to mislabel and misconfuse moms and dads throughout the state, thinking that this is going to, you know, be bad for them or bad for farmers or whatever, which is just really interesting to me. So we need help on the ground, because we, you know, this is about people. This is about the people rising up and spreading the word amongst the people and no longer believing what, you know, what we're told in ads.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
with slick marketing campaigns.
Pam, we don't want the people of California having to actually discern a label and read it and try to make sense of it. I mean, my goodness, that's why we need Democrats in Congress in California to tell us that we don't need to have or provide consent for our children to get HPV shots. They're capable of doing it with a doctor without us involved. I mean, this is where I get so upset with the so-called progressive left here, and I don't mean to pick on them, but to me, it's like you'd think that they want to protect children and protect the integrity of food, yet in many cases they've sold out, and I'm not plugging Republicans good here, don't get me wrong, but it just, California is a largely Democrat-controlled state. How this would ever be an issue is just beyond me.
Well, the neat part about this issue is that it crosses all political lines. It is not about politics. Everybody eats. Everybody has a right to know what they're eating. Everybody has a right to decide if their children should be participating in a long-term experiment of which we have no knowledge, you know, how this affects humans long-term. We do have a lot of information that's starting to come out that causes a lot of questions. We have information in animals that this is not good for animals. So at minimum, I mean, at the very least, we have a right to know what we're eating and to make informed choices.
Well, it's far too reasonable, I think. I think the nature of government has to change. This idea, like Ron Paul says, if we believe government should be our mommy and daddy and do everything for us, then no, we can't change anything. And for far too long, we've kind of been lulled into this sense that the government is here to protect us. Yet, clearly on this case, they've gone into bed on a federal and on levels on the state, in many states, to protect the Monsantos of the world, these GMO companies, from having to actually reveal that their products exist, much less that they may or may not be better. In fact, we know that they're not. But the reality is, as they fight against this disclosure, I mean, you think openness, transparency, that would be the good harbinger of the freedom to choose what we want to put into our bodies. Yet we're dealing also with a federal bureaucracy that feels like you shouldn't be allowed to know that natural botanicals, organic, free, you know, whatever, these things can help and remove or reverse disease in our body. So we're dealing with a fundamental, to me, First Amendment issue.
Exactly, exactly. And, I mean, they're actively fighting it. I mean, in Vermont, I don't know if you knew this, but in both Vermont and Connecticut, they've taken our language from the initiative, adapted it for their states and a few other considerations. And Vermont, it was very, very close to getting this passed right away. And then lobbyists came in from the biotechnology industry, and one of them from Monsanto told the legislation there that they would sue if this legislation passed. So there's, you know,
they're playing
hardball.
We've
got to fight. We've got to fight. You know, we've got to fight ahead of us. They're not going to let this one go easily.
they're playing hardball. A lot of money and power and prestige, et cetera, at stake. And, of course,
exactly.
the lack of health that is being, let's say, imposed upon the American people, because many countries around the world, the people have said, we reject this. We don't want any part of it. Yet here in America, mm-hmm. where we become somewhat of a fascist state, and that might be an understatement to say that, we now allow the government and corporations to run roughshod over the people, right? Protecting the corporations mm-hmm. over the people, or turning people into corporations. Either way, it's not good.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting battle, and tied up in a lot of different issues, corporate personhood being one, mm-hmm. patenting of life being another. I mean, there are all sorts of issues. And in the meantime, we're just asking, hey, you know, if it's your right to have these and grow these, more power to you, okay? But we have a right as consumers to know what's in our food and to decide whether we want them or not.
Well, it's clear to me that they're fighting so hard, Pam, because they realize if the labeling initiative is successful and they're forced to label the GMOs, that they will likely be put out of business. I think they realize that. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. So I hope that you are prepared, and you probably are, recognizing that they're going to pull all the dirty tricks in the legislature to counteract even a positive step like this.
Oh, yeah. Then the courts, that probably, I wouldn't be surprised. But that makes it even more egregious to me. I mean, if they know this, if they know people don't want their products, then, you know, that's even worse as far mm-hmm. as the ethics thing for me. If you're just protecting your profits because you're afraid, you don't know, but, you know, to know that people don't want this and to put it in there and then to fight to keep that hidden from us, it's just outrageous to me.
I've always said this, if you need a monopoly to exist in the marketplace that would be sanctioned by government gun, then your product absolutely, totally sucks. And I'm just going to say it out like that.
But how do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. No opinion other than that.
Yeah. There's a lot that needs to happen around food sovereignty in our country. And this is a huge issue that, you know, again, crosses many bounds. And, you know, they'll parade farmers in front of them, you know, in front of the public, talking about how this is going to hurt farmers, when, in fact, they're suing farmers whose crops have been contaminated with their products. And then they go in and sue. I mean, hundreds of cases of that. They'll be trouting out the feeding the world thing, and all I have to ask is what do labels in California have to do with feeding the world?
Right.
Not to mention, you know, that simply isn't true. I mean, the UN and UC Davis and a number of other sources have definitely, you know, shown us that monoculture, agribusiness, and GMOs are not the way to feed the world. We have more hungry now than we've ever had.
Sure.
Well, and I covered
a story a while back of an Indian farmer out in India who grew such a crop that it broke the record as far as crop yield in a given acreage, if you will. And it was completely organic, non-GMO, non-pesticide laden. So for those who claim that the only way we can feed the world is more pesticides, GMOs, nonsense. We have evidence to show otherwise. We've always known it. The farmers that were really that stayed connected to the natural world always knew it. And they knew that this would destroy the food supply, this introduction of munitions as pesticide, or munitions as initially fertilizers, then pesticides, etc., petrochemicals. So we're at a winning argument. The question is, are the people hungry enough, and I mean this literally and figuratively, to put aside their fundamental, let's say, political differences, as you said? And if that's happening in California, where the left and right are finally coming together and saying, dude, it's the corporations against us all, along with the government against us all, then we're going to accomplish some amazing things.
Sure seems like it. Sure seems like that's happening. We've got a wide gamut of political persuasions, religious beliefs, people who are all the way from atheists to Orthodox Christian, you know, I mean, just really intense. We've got everybody is involved in this. Again, everybody eats. Everybody has a stake in this. You know, everybody has children. You know, everybody feeds food to their children.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, we have a right to know whether we're Catholic or Jewish or Caucasian or Latino or whoever
we are. Even if you're Tom Cruise.
Universal. What?
Even if you're Tom Cruise.
Even if you're Tom Cruise, this is true.
Well, Pam, Larry, you're amazing what you've done to start this, and it's a growing movement. We appreciate you so much here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll encourage everybody to check it out in the show notes today, labelgmos.org, labelgmos.org, as well as California Right to Know. California is abbreviated CA, CA Right to Know, and it's all spelled out together, .org, and you can find out more about that, how to get plugged in, the Earth Day events. Get your signatures on there. Coming down to the wire here, let's get them more than we need so we can make sure this gets on the ballot there, and of course, and then we will be successful, and that will stop Monsanto and all of those others in their track. So Pam, once again, thank you for all that you're doing,
and thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Okay, from the GMO issue in California to the wilds of Montana, I've asked a good friend of mine, Stephen Rogers from Gentrition, to join us as he's come out. He's got cell service. We're going to reach him, and we're going to continue with our discussion of not only superfoods, but the adaptogens that are missing in our diet, because we're dealing with a lot of things that are working against us. So we're going to work with all the things that are going to work for us next with Stephen Rogers from Gentrition. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Adaptation for survival or thriving again. Of course, we've got a lot of challenges, as we know we do here, not only on the Robert Scott Bell Show, natural news and everything, but the challenge is to overcome so many of the things that have been thrown at us in this lifetime. And I've overcome a lot in my first 24 years of life to get here in the second 24, almost there. And we have come across many tools over the years, and some are very inspiring. Some are more inspiring than others. One as inspiring as ever is coming from Steven Rogers and Shen Trishan, and how he recovered and came back from some amazing things and has helped many people along the way. We talk about adapting and adaptogens. There's nobody better to talk to about that than Steven Rogers from Shen Trishan. And he's back. Steven, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Robert. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's always good to get you back out of the backwoods of Montana or wherever you are now to bring the healing forward even more, which we love. And, of course, adapting for survival, sometimes it means going through some harsh things and realizing we've got to implement more than just good nutrition, but things to help us adapt to the circumstances in which we find ourselves.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Of course, we spoke about this extensively. It takes an entire lifestyle, but one of the easiest ways we can do that is by taking adaptogenic herbs. You know, a lot of the times we just are in survival mode. We're not thinking about thriving also. That's where adaptogens really help us take our health up that next level, because they're so full of life force or packed bioenergy, as what we call in classical Chinese medicine qi, or these are called qi tonics. And the more of that energy that we have, the more abundant it is and the free-flowing it is, the better we survive and thrive in life.
Yeah, the stories coming out that we've been covering here on the show, and Mike Adams recently covered this story of the DNR, Department of Natural Resources in Michigan, going after small family farmers, livestock farmers, pig farmers. And I look at that, and you know, we can look at one aspect of it that is horrific, but that bigger picture is, how did Americans become so weak that we would allow our government to run roughshod over our rights to, for instance, prepare or, let's say, grow our own food and sell that which we grow to those who want it, not through force or fraud or coercion, but simply by free association?
Well, I guess there's many ways, but conditioning is the biggest one. We've been educated or indoctrinated to yield at any sign of authority. You know, we don't question authority anymore. We just kind of go with it. And it's where I think all of us, to some extent, are afraid of losing what we have. You know, fear usually expresses itself in three different ways: the fear we're going to lose what we have, the fear we're going to give what we deserve, or the fear we're not going to get what we want. So I think the first fear is what most of us suffer from. We're going to lose what we have. So we hang on with dear life, and we're afraid to buck the system.
Right.
I think the second thing is the change in society, too. When we move from an industrial or from an agrarian society to an industrial society, we all, or at least most of us, got away from the earth and how important the earth is to our survival.
Well, from industrial, you said to agrarian to industrial, and that's been going on for a while now. And in fact, there's an interesting story here, Stephen, that you bring that aspect up. And it says more smog, S-M-O-G, smog, might mean more hospitalizations. Now, I'd almost call this a moment of duh. I mean, did we not learn anything from that Los Angeles air that you could land on your plane on? But now they're coming out saying, wow, long-term exposure to fine particulate air pollution might increase your risk of being hospitalized for lung and heart disease, etc. No surprise to us, but it's interesting that this is still kind of a surprise to those in the medical profession.
Yeah, I'm amazed by that. You know, we can live without food for weeks and water days, but we can't go without oxygen for just a few minutes without suffering severe brain damage and death. And it being our number one fuel supply, we can see in the cities, as you were talking about, I used to live in L.A., and it does look like the runway is above the actual runway from the smog. And to think that we can breathe that day in and day out, our number one fuel source, and it not affect our health, is beyond me. And how there's still industry out there, major industry, will get science that backs them up and saying it's safe, and actually believe that. I mean, common sense ought to tell us that if you can see the air that you breathe, it's probably not good for you.
No, exactly. Now, we talk about the superfoods to counteract some of the oxidative damage and stress. What of the adaptogens do we see really necessary when we're talking about adapting to polluted life. I mean, if we talk about the air we breathe, as you said, so critically necessary. If we talk about nutrition for life itself, the air is that most critical thing.
Oh, yes, definitely. Air is our fundamental source chi. You know, everything brings us a certain kind of energy or chi. In Chinese medicine is what we call it. But you know, it's our source. It's Wan Chi. It's the major one. You know, adaptogens can help on a lot of levels as far as restoring the adrenal glands and the endocrine system, which is our body's batteries. But most importantly, in this particular case, when we're breathing toxic air, they also help to remove toxins from the body. So they almost act as a secondary filtering system to the elimination system in the body.
I've seen over the years, like we talk adapting for survival, a lot of times when people's liver, kidney, lymph, excretory organs, normal excretory channels are kind of congested, oftentimes things are going to be thrown out through the skin for survival, but a lot of times we're seeing things thrown out through the lungs, so rather than being an excretory organ for merely CO2, now other things are being in there for compensation or adapting for life.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, rhodiola is an adaptogen that we use that has been shown to increase lung capacity and oxygen absorption, along with affecting the lung acupuncture meridian, which helps to detox or to remove toxins from the lung and from the air. So that specific adaptogenic herb has been used in Tibet for thousands of years, primarily because of the altitude where most of those people live, at 10,000 and above feet. It allows them to get more oxygen into their system.
So the rhodiola is one of the critical components here to adapt. That's great news, especially with this article coming out. Not that it was like news to us, but as I said, many people that are aware here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience of superfoods, I want to really emphasize the utilization, and as an extension of superfoods, of these things that support the body's ability to adapt an environment for which a lot of which we have no control over. I would ask people to get control over what they have genuine control, but that which they don't, we can often kill ourselves in worry and fear about those factors. Instead, I would rather have people directed to say, okay, we know this is an exposure we've got. What can we do to minimize or mitigate the damage?
Yeah, most definitely. And another thing about rhodiola, it allows it strengthens endurance in the body. A lot of distance runners and endurance athletes utilize it, not just for better oxygen absorption, but also for blood flow, strengthening the adrenal glands so they respond to stress better, so that it's not distressful but eustressful. And a lot of the other adaptogens do the same thing. Ren Shen, American ginseng, affects the heart and the kidneys better and strengthens the adrenals and gives us more vitality and energy and strengthens the sex hormones, testosterone, stuff like that. So, yes, we need all of these vital hormones for not only combating stress, just for the functions of the body.
Yeah, and there was a story I saw yesterday. We talk about the absurdity of FDA, the people that believe FDA is out to protect us, they're here to save us, and yet they approve drugs like Proscar for the prostate, for instance, that creates such horrific, what we call side effects, but are direct effects of the drug that they don't like, so they relegate them to side effects, including sexual dysfunction. I mean, men, come on. Also, there's a drug for, what do they call it, Propecia or something, for hair loss. And you think, okay, I'm going to have a full head of hair, but I'm not going to be able to interact with my wife anymore. I mean, these are horrific drugs, and we got to adapt to restore function.
Right. You know, you think after taking all these pharmaceuticals that, you know, and knowing the side effects, and it's all out there right now, that people would be less likely to take them, but they're still taking them, exactly, for it's not the hair, too. You know, all of the other side effects that are going to get, negative side effects, just for a little extra hair, you know, I would just go bald gracefully myself. But, you know, people do what they do. And, you know, one of the things that you can't think about out there, if you're going to take a lot of these pharmaceuticals and there's negative side effects, adaptogens are great for doing just that, allowing it or recovering or regenerating from some of the negative damages of these drugs.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I like the Shintrition methodology, because it's more than just replenishing the food that we have lost. That's important. It's always been important. But I love the additional benefit of these other things that we do. And I talk about it, adaptation for survival, and converting it, if it's possible, to thrive again. And again, we have a lot of challenges. We acknowledge them. We also want to look at the emotional state of health, even our spiritual perspective or outlook on life, because a lot of people are afraid because they've converted religion in medicine. Medicine has become a religion, but also materialism itself has become a religion where people worship stuff. You talked about fear of loss. And I'm thinking we need to embrace the loss of some of these things that have been dragging us down and polluting us.
Oh yeah, definitely. We give a tremendous amount of life force over to the accumulation of things, or what we would call wealth. I would just call riches. There's a big difference between being rich and being wealthy. But just not only the accumulation, but the maintenance of them. You know, I think about all the stress that my clients have just in cracking a monthly nut for 2 and 3 homes or 2 and 3 car payments, or, you know, all of the things that they do that are extra. And I'm like, what, is that really necessary? And then when we begin to show them the different weaknesses in energy in their organ systems and how that's related to the maintenance of all of the stuff that they have, then, you know, sometimes they get it, and sometimes they get it and they don't make change, but sometimes they get it and they do make change. And it's really nice to see, but at least they have the information and they can make it if they want.
Well, exactly, and this is what the Shen Life thing is all about, too. It's more than just a way of eating, but a way of life, looking at life in a different way, very positive outlook, empowering outlook. And when I say the power to heal is yours, as a kind of the underlying mission and purpose of reminding people, much of what you're doing, I think, is similar in that you're reminding people of very simple things they can integrate into their life to make powerful transformations.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the easiest way for us to accumulate vitality or life force so that the body heals is the power of attention. Wherever our attention is, that's where energy follows. And life force is the key to all of the functions of the body and also for healing and repairing the body. I mean, if we cut ourselves, our body begins to heal itself. What's the magic behind that? It's the unseen life force that does that. But just think about things that we've worried about in the past and how much how much attention is devoted to these things we worry about. Well, that attention takes all of that life force with it. So the more stable attention becomes, or relaxed in the body it becomes, then the body itself begins to store that chi or life force back up. And then it allows everything to function optimally and begin to repair and regenerate and heal. That's why meditation has been shown throughout the ages to be one of the best healers, because it relaxes or stabilizes attention.
Yeah, and whether somebody calls it prayer, meditation, contemplation, we care not for what they call it, but the idea of stilling the mind and listening, if you will. Sometimes you can do some active participation in exercises there, much like we exercise the physical body. I look at this as exercising spiritually.
Yes, definitely. And you're right. Many people have called it different things. I just choose to call it relaxing attention, because sometimes the mind moves, and sometimes the emotions move, and sometimes the sensory perceptions move. Sometimes the body does its own thing. So, you know, when we talk about stilling the mind, we can still the mind and other things are happening. So it's important to understand that it's attention that's being manipulated by these different aspects of the body. You know, the body's not just physical, it's mental and emotional also.
Yes.
So when we stabilize attention, we're actually stabilizing all these systems into a more balanced and harmonious existence.
Stephen, man, it is always a pleasure to get you out from the wilds of Montana whenever we can here, because the things you share are so very practical, yet energizing, uplifting, and all of that, just like the Shintrition that I take. A lot of times I'll take it right before showtime, and I'm just buzzing through the show, so I really appreciate you and all that you're adding to this. For those of you who'd like to learn more, Shintrition, Shentrition.com. Also, shen-life.com. We've got the links up at the blog. In fact, there's a nice banner on the Robert Scott Bell website, robertscottbell.com. But also, Stephen, if somebody wants to contact you or your wife, Erica, ask a question, can they do that? And what number shall we send them?
866-497-7436. 866-497-7436.
All right, you guys need to get to know Stephen Rogers better. This guy has got it going on. We love him for that. And thank you, Stephen, for joining us. Now you can get back into the wilds.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always great to connect.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition. Just like nutrition, Shentrition.com, the superfood for your soul.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Boy, I'm glad more people are coming on over to this side of the fence or where the water's warm or whatever, but sometimes over the years I'd felt like I was like a voice crying out in the wilderness, especially on the whole pesticide issue. You know, back in the early 90s particularly, when I became very aware of how the pesticides had affected my life, my health, and trying to find organic food in some place, it was a lot harder. You know, these organic farmers were the outliers, the marginalized segment of the agricultural society. Yet now, there's a mass awakening happening. A coalition of more than 2,000 U.S. farmers and food companies said Wednesday they're taking legal action to force government regulators to analyze potential problems with proposed biotech crops and weed-killing chemicals to be sprayed over them. So they're targeting Superdon. They're going after Dow Chemical, Monsanto. I mean, the great evil on the planet coming out of those organizations.
I'll tell you what, Robert. You know, just in the number of years that you and I have been working together, I remember – I mean, get this. I remember back – what is it? 7 years ago, I think, roughly, is about the time that we started working together. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Monsanto from Montgomery Ward's. I mean, what's Monsanto? I have no idea what that is. And so I had to learn about it. And during that period of time, just that many years ago, which isn't that long, you didn't hear about anybody going after Monsanto. You know, Monsanto was this giant dark behemoth, you know, that it was just this insurmountable mountain that you would never be able to even think about trying to take on.
Yeah.
And it seems like over time, and it seems to have accelerated just over the last few years, you're seeing more and more people that are grouping together and are starting to go after these companies like Monsanto. Mm-hmm. And like with the organic industry, like you're talking about, you're absolutely right. You know, 5-6 years ago, if you tried to go find something organic, first, people would have looked at you funny if you asked for it, and it would have been really hard to go and find. And
listen,
now,
I've been the one risking ridicule. Not that I'm complaining. It's just the nature of Robert Scott Bell is to risk
ridicule.
It's
cool now, though. Yeah. See, that's just the thing. You know, you were – what's that song? I was country before country was – you were organic before organic was cool.
Wait, right? I'm a little bit because organic, and you're a little bit pesticide. Let's do some Donnie and Marie.
Absolutely. You can get organic food. You can go to Safeway and get organic or wherever. You know, yeah. I mean, organic is now something that's – it's trendy. You know, mm-hmm. people eat organic, and that helps a lot with trying to get people to change their lifestyle, even if they're doing it because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
We'll take that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
At
absolutely.
Least they're doing it the right
whatever
way,
gets
and
you
they're
here.
Doing the right thing, right?
Yeah, whatever gets you here. And I just think about all those years, and it's just amazing, and I'm very excited to see it happening. Consciousness shifts, and sometimes you have what are known as the first adopters, right, in any given area. I'm not saying I was the first adopter. There are certainly people writing and talking about it long before I was aware of it, too. But you talk about a critical mass, a hundredth monkey or something. But this is an interesting story as we wrap up this hour, Don. This is off the United Press International covered this out of New York. Even health-conscious people eat fast food. I was thinking, wait, what is this? What are they saying? Are they cooking organic quick foods at home? What are they saying here? And it says most health-conscious U.S. adults who belong to a gym and buy local or organic food had lunch in a fast food restaurant last month, the survey found. You heathens. Oh, my gosh.
You're fired.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm thinking that if they're really eating that healthy and they do eat at a fast food restaurant, that could be problematic for their gastrointestinal system. I'll be honest.
Well,
you know, we grew
I've heard
up,
you tell stories about how you get just, you know, get exposed to anything and it just
oh, sure.
You
make
yeah.
me out to be a wimp. Thanks a lot, Don. No.
Well, that's not what I mean.
No, the point is reacting or acting against poisons in the body. And I'll give you this story, and I may have brought this up years ago. It's kind of nasty, but I remember when I was making the transition, I was still kind of partway there, but I was starting to, you know, make good strides and was out working, you know, at an early kind of event at the time. I don't know how long ago this was, early 90s either, or late 80s. And do you remember the place called the Waffle House? You don't have those out in the Northwest. They're typically,
I know what you're talking
thing.
About, though, yeah.
The Waffle House, right? We call them the Awful House. But it's like you go in there, you get a waffle, right? And I thought, okay, I'll just get a waffle. How bad can it be? And man, oh, man, oh, man, my gastrointestinal system, remember what you just went through? Not a happy thing when you have to work, and that's going on. That's what, you could have put me in a commercial for Imodium or something at that point. But anyway, not too proud, not too ashamed to admit it, but that was a transitional time. And the point for me is if you're truly health conscious and you made these transitions and you go back to eat McDeath burgers and you don't at least get diarrhea, much less throw it right up, you're not as healthy as you think you are. And I think that's the point that's a little lost on some of those that claim to be health conscious.
Well, and I think if you eat healthy 99.9% of the time and you happen to go somewhere for whatever reason and you get a chicken McNugget, mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to kill you.
Well, you know, I would do but, is I'd chase it with a couple ounces of sovereign silver to kill whatever's down there.
Yeah, look, all right. So, yeah, there are some people that eat healthy that will eat at a fast food restaurant once in a while. However, I would like to see what do they – when they do this survey – yeah, I have a feeling they didn't include orthorexics in that study.
Oh, that's right, because we're all orthorexic and so
that's
am
right.
we. And, yes. Not. Oh, by the way, one of the stories that still – my son is 12. He remembers back when he was 7 years old, and we went out to this Polynesian restaurant to watch the show because we had some dignitaries in town. We were taking them to dinner, and we weren't going to eat, but – one of the guys there fed my son all the food that was there, which, you know, wasn't fast food, but it wasn't the quality we were raising our kids to be. And I was looking at my wife, and we were looking at each other going, just let him do it. He's going to learn from this. And it's like cruel parents that we are. Let them experience life. And sure enough, the next day, he was sick. He was throwing up, diarrhea, all of that. He still remembers that to this day. So when we are worried about him being out eating the wrong thing, not at all. Not at all. He knows so well. I mean, that's the life experience. And the life experience tells me we're up at the end of the hour. Oh, my gosh. How did we get here so fast?
That was fast.
Boy, oh, boy. Well, we got some bacterial talk. We got Dr. Thomas Lodi. We're going to end cancer. Stop making cancer. Thanks to Stephen Rogers. Thanks to Pam Larry. We've got lots more healing to go because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win? Yeah! We always win, right? Yeah! The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, we've got Dr. Thomas Lodi coming up. We're going to talk about stop making cancer. It'll be almost like the new Talking Heads version. We'll see if they'll do that. They used to stop make sense. Let's stop make cancer, okay? Now, Thomas Lodi's coming up in a little bit, but I wanted to talk about the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. You know how I love to do that? Bacteria thrive in the Go Green Age, Dr. Germ warns. Now, this is an interesting story because the Go Green idea, right? Everyone wants to go green. Stop using all the chemicals and all that. Has Go Green become gangrene is the question, I think. You know? Super Don, what do you think here? They're saying, have we become germophobes, or is it the opposite, that we have become so green-oriented that we're being overrun by microbes, according to Dr. Germ?
Well, it's interesting. This article, the feeling you get from it is that they're basically going after the people that are living an environmentally conscious lifestyle, because they're saying things like if you're shunning paper towels and using, you know, getting like the green bags or using low impact household chemicals, that you are now causing your house to be awash with germs. And I'm thinking,
ignorance.
So
germ
what?
Right. Germ theory ignorance.
You know, I mean, the germs that are there in your house were probably there before anyway, even if you were using the paper towels.
Yeah. Well, this is something that we've talked about, because the germ theory, the wrong-headed aspect of it, is not about abandoning cleanliness and hygiene. See, that's the thing. They're saying that all you people that want to roll around in the dirt, now you're not washing your hands ever. And of course, there is the opposite of the people that use an antimicrobial soap every time they touch anything. And that's getting to the Howard Hughes realm of you know, that fear-based paradigm, if you will, belief system that every germ or microbe can kill you, which is the justification for our government going after terrorists before we even know that they're really there, and then we go ahead and create them.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's just shunning paper towels and using low impact household chemicals. I mean, we were just talking last hour about people that are going after the Dow chemical, you know, and the petrochemical corporations, right, and the companies and stuff. And it can be very confusing for people that don't understand how this stuff works, that when they see something like this, they may have been considering, you know what? My friend over here, you know, they use this other type of cleaner, and they told me that this stuff is bad. They'll read something like this, and they'll go, "Oh my God! If I don't use 409, I'm gonna die."
Right.
And it's just you know, it's misinformation, and it's wrong. And I think anybody that lives, you know, any kind of an ethical, you know, environmentally conscious lifestyle that would read this article would be absolutely offended by the fact that their lifestyle, which, you know, listen, I understand why people live those lifestyles. You know, I mean, there's a lot. I got to say, when I first met you,
oh no,
I didn't
not one of those.
A lot about this
you,
lifestyle.
You turned around and ran, right, when you first met me?
Well, no, I actually, listen, hey, I'm still here, right? There's a reason why I'm still here. But you know, as I learned, as I went along, I found out that the eating organic and doing you know, using things that are environmentally conscious and things like that, they're not just trendy things to do, which in some circles they are. But when you eat this way, mm-hmm, and you live your life this way, you're doing it because there's a moral obligation to do so. There's a morality to it.
Haven't I also made fun of Earth Muffins along the way?
Of course, but you do it lovingly.
Yes, but I mean, it's those people that also go to the extreme of go green, that you can't do certain things. I think that's sort of where this is hinting, but it certainly goes off the rails in trying to describe it.
Okay. What? Well, I mean, look, for example, shunning paper towels, Robert.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you use paper towels?
I just wipe my shirt. I just do that.
You just write out.
No, we have paper towels. I know it's bad of me. I wish these things were growing. I think, you know, Liam brought up one that I'd like to get on the show, because they make them out of bamboo and they're basically reusable grasses. and sort of replace paper towels. So there's some really cool innovations out there that are.
So let's say that you were to use the bamboo grass towels instead of brawny. Okay.
Well, we don't do that, but yes, I get your drift. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, yeah. So that are you then worried that a week later after using the bamboo grass towels?
Yeah.
That you are going to die from some horrific Ebola virus that has suddenly crept into your house because you're not using the paper towels.
Well, that's the extreme response that I think they're looking to elicit with this article. And that's where it goes overboard, because just like in our seminar, downloadable seminar through Webseed, you got the link, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. We talk about this overemphasis on the germ and how, in fact, the very health in adulthood depends upon our children interacting with the dirt and the germs, etc., that we are used to in a wilder environment, being able to interact with things that are just horrific at thought from the medical community's perspective when they're going in to scrub for surgery, where they need a real clean environment because literally they're opening up the body to interact with the environment in ways that, unless there's an accident out there, it never really happens. So there's that concept in medicine where it may be appropriate in terms of surgery that is completely inappropriate in terms of our skin, our mucous membranes, our hair, cilia, sinus patch, all of this stuff, lymphatic tissue, the gut, the acid, the pH, all of this stuff. But yet they're talking about, you know, washing machines and you're loading it up with, what, feces? I mean, come on.
Yes, in this article. I mean, this is one of those things when you read through it, they throw these things in there to make people go, huh? Because it says in the article, the average wash load, they're talking about laundry, whether you should use hot cycles. Because there's some people, when they do laundry, they only use cold cycles. And it says there, the average wash load has 2 to 3 grams of feces in it.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know. I've just lost my appetite. I'm sorry. Listen, if you're worried about that, throw some orange TKO in the washing machine. Throw some silver hydrosol in the washing machine. They actually make these discs that are silver, and they make silver-lined kind of washing machines, some of the high-ender units, because they realize that they can eradicate any pathogenic microbes that way.
Why don't you just wear brown? That would take care of it.
Oh, no. It's springtime. No? We want bright colors, colors, right? What else is out? What else is on here? We got to stop making cancer. We got Dr. Lodi scheduled momentarily here. Banks too big to fail. Might come back in and talk more about that, because they've got bigger and badder under the Obama administration. Wasn't bad enough. The debt is climbing up there. If we got to do some economic healing, we talk about eating fast food. Oh, yeah. By the way, if you have gone healthy and you've tried to go back to fast food, I kind of sort of wouldn't mind hearing a story. You don't have to gross us out or anything, but were you able to tolerate, or do you think you still have the iron constitution? Oh, I can put anything in me, it doesn't affect me, and do you think that's good? But you can call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And if you're at all concerned about making cancer, understanding that you have control over whether you quote-unquote get it. In fact, you create it. We're going to be talking to Dr. Thomas Lodi about that. You're going to have a lot of options you may have never heard before. And you will actually be able to see this guy. Maybe you're on the West Coast, Arizona area, and you need help. He's a good guy. We're going to go to that after this. In the meantime, just to say thanks to our sponsors. They are the ones that make it possible for us to be on the air here 5 days a week on Natural News Radio. So don't forget to say thank you. We are grateful for you as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Over the years, I've had the great fortune of interacting with, sometimes lecturing with, sometimes interviewing, sometimes just working side by side with great doctors, great minds from all backgrounds and fields, some medically oriented and some that were that way, and then became holistic or integrative. And one of the guys is like that, and he's on with me right now, an old friend I've known for many years, Dr. Thomas Lodi, and he has an oasis of healing. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com at the blog notes today. But Dr. Tom Lodi, it's great to have you back on board. We've been talking over the years. You've worked with silver and different things, but your transformation, I think the story is so astounding. I think that's where we should start to say, as a medical doctor, why did you get into holistic integrative medicine?
Actually, it happened long before it happened. At the age of 14, I was reading Herbert M. Shelton and natural hygiene, and I was sort of oriented that way. And I went off to spend a couple years in college and saw that I didn't really want to adopt any of the Western roles. So I flew off to India and lived there a couple years, came back, wound up going into psychology, became a psychologist, was working in that field, and kept running into holes in my knowledge, and where I wasn't able to understand why someone was behaving the way they were behaving, maybe because of the pathology that they had, or maybe because of medications they were on. And so for that reason, I wound up going to medical school, which I would never have done. And I got out of medical school, and which is a very, very intense process. And by the end of it, I walked out pretty conventionally minded, and it took about 8 years of practicing, 8 to 10 years practicing as a conventional physician, until I read a book one day called Medical Miracle by William Campbell Douglas Jr. It's all about hydrogen peroxide. And when I closed the book, I could no longer ethically practice conventional. It kind of woke me up, and I ran off all over Europe, Mexico, Asia, and learned all different methods of healing, and wound up back in New York City working with Robert C. Atkins, the famous meat doctor.
Yes. And,
in those days, I had to be a closet vegetarian because he would actually fire you if he knew you ate you didn't eat meat. So
yeah, wasn't very tolerant. Like, we try to, of course, if we preach anything, it's freedom here. And, my perspective is if the diet works for you, whether it be, of my opinion, the best, it's, my body, your body, we've got to listen to the cells. What are they telling us? And be subtly and open and aware about what's happening. You obviously have found for you that it's worked best to be vegetarian.
Yeah, well, I think the research bears that out, and I think that in my clinical experience, it's overwhelming. So you know, I think it's kind of like, I don't know, if you had a horse, you couldn't conclude that, well, some horses should eat hamburger meat and some horses should eat alfalfa. I mean, it comes down to the fact that horses eat what horses eat, elephants eat what elephants eat, gorillas eat what gorillas eat. And that's just sort of it's hardwired into what we are. So we can get away with doing other things. I mean, we can get away with smoking cigarettes. We can get away with shooting heroin, but we will not achieve optimal functioning, which is really our goal, hopefully.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And of course, when we talk about people that are in chronic states of disease, toxicity, deficiencies, etc., obviously, we've got to work on restoring integrity to the terrain. I think that should be, if not a common ground when we talk about holistic health and reintegrating all the natural things we want to do to bring people back to health.
Exactly. Exactly. It is the terrain, and there's nothing else but the terrain. And it's interesting that if you go back to Beauchamp, you know, mm-hmm. who's the guy that told Pasteur that he might want to reconsider his germ theory.
Right.
Now, the debate, which I think is actually ending, is genetics versus epigenetics.
Yes.
Yeah, and we know that it's the epigenetic phenomena that control gene expression. And so, really, it comes back down to the milieu, to the terrain.
Exactly. In fact, I did a little retrospective on Beauchamp on April 15th, Tax Slavery Day, because it's the day that in history Beauchamp left this planet, and he was a brilliant mind, along with Claude Bernard and others that we hold with great respect here and talk about all the time. Now, your website, StopMakingCancer.com, is aligned with the book coming out soon. And, you know, I know this is the first time we're getting you on for the natural news audience here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but Stop Making Cancer. I love that title because it really acknowledges the role and responsibility we have in not only making, if we will, or creating cancer in our bodies, but also out creating it and making health, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. It really doesn't matter how good anyone is at getting rid of the cancer if you continue to produce it. You know, I mean, if cancer were a local condition, for example, a woman has a lump in her breast, and you go in and you have like the best breast surgeon in town comes in and actually removes it, and there are clean margins, no lymph nodes, and you've got everything out. It's no longer detectable. PET scans are clean. The medical oncologist is still going to say, well, you know what, I think we do need to do a little chemo and radiation. And you might say, well, why? I thought we got it all out. Well, we didn't. The truth is, it's not a local condition. It's a systemic-wide condition. And if you do nothing and continue to live the lifestyle that brought about that cancer, within a year and a half, it'll be in the lungs, liver, adrenal glands, brain, etc. So we have to understand that you cannot cut it out. It's not local. It's just like another example that might be easy to understand is if someone has a heart attack and we go in and take a look and we find out that their coronary arteries have these large plaques in them and that's why they had a heart attack. Well, it would be very naive to think that those plaques were only in the coronary arteries.
Right.
You know, they're all over. And really, we have a systemic problem going on, and it's going to shut down the kidneys. The kidneys are going to get less blood flow, which is going to stimulate high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if we do not get rid of the production of these conditions, then it's insane.
Well, and that also belies the fact that when you, let's say, as an archaeologist exploring and sees all this plaque and says that's what caused the heart attack, as opposed to saying, well, I wonder if there was inflammation that preceded it that necessitated the patching and repairing that continued to occur in a diet and lifestyle, or in a body whose diet and lifestyle was not conducive to real healing, just mitigation of inflammation, chronic inflammation. And so that takes it to another level instead of just saying, oh, yeah, it's that concrete in the veins. It's like, well, why did it get there? And why is it not in others and in some?
Exactly. And you hit it. You hit it. That's it. Inflammation. Inflammation is the fundamental process by which we heal, and it does a great job in an acute situation. But, you know, you bang your finger, it turns red hot, painful, and swollen. Well, within a couple of days, you got mobility back, and there's no pain, and it's working great. You keep banging that finger, and mm-hmm. it's going to turn into a chronic inflammatory state, and you're going to see changes you wouldn't see in an acute situation. So chronic inflammation and acute inflammation are completely different animals.
Now, I have Dr. Lodi. By the way, we're talking with Dr. Thomas Lodi. He's got StopMakingCancer.com. He's got the Oasis Clinic out there. It's in Arizona, yes?
Yes.
And I'll get you information on that before we're done today. But, Tom, this is fascinating. We've worked together a little bit on the silver issue. One of the fascinating among many properties that silver has, is I've seen in the peer-reviewed literature, includes the downregulation of something called fibrogenic cytokines or cytokine storms. That's where we're talking also not just acute injury. That's why silver is often used even in burn care centers, although in a cruder form than which you would use or I would use. But for chronic inflammation, like gastrointestinal inflammation, I've seen it work wonders in helping to downregulate, cool it, and start stimulating regeneration of healthy new tissue as if it were epithelial tissue on the skin like they do in burn care centers.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Luigi Fontana's work.
No, not so much.
Okay, he's an MD, PhD. He's at Washington University in St. Louis, a very well-known, you know, medical research center. And anyway, he did a few studies on raw foodists versus people that eat cooked food.
Uh-huh.
And he matched cohorts at all different ages and just looked at all different blood parameters and bone density. And his findings are very interesting. But the one that pertains to what we're talking about right now is that in every case with the people that were eating raw vegan food, their CRPs were less than 0.1. Every case, which shows that it's that diet is an anti-inflammatory diet, which is exactly what we're talking about.
Right. The CRPs, for the lay audience, is the C-reactive protein test. It's an inflammation marker. And that is, let's say, a legitimate medical test that can indicate certain things are going on, whereas my perspective on these so-called cholesterol level tests, these doctors have no earthly idea what they're doing, considering that half the people with high cholesterol don't have heart attacks and half may have them, but it's not a true causative factor. There's so many other things. That's why we're going down to the heart of this. Why is there an inflammatory cascade? Why does it continue rather than being, let's say, cooled and then you get over with it, much like Dr. Lodi said, in an acute injury response? It's short term, it's intense, and you're done. Why have we downgraded our health into that chronic state? I would agree wholeheartedly. The more we include raw foods into our diet and lifestyle, percentage-wise, the more we're going to see improvement and enhancement, because our culture is now subsisting almost solely on dead foods, those who are not aware or awake enough to recognize this.
Right. Well, yeah, dead and non-foods. You know, like, for example, if you've got to read the label to figure out what it is you're eating, don't eat it. You know, it should be obvious when you hold it in your hand. Ah, this is an apple. This is whatever. So,
yes.
You know, the word raw food, I would like to somehow get away from that. I don't know how to do it because it
what would you call it?
Raw has a pejorative connotation. You know, I mean, I certainly don't want to be so heavy that as I walk, my thighs rub together and they get raw. And, you know, and raw is, you know, doesn't sound good. I like to call it real food because this is what the earth produces for us earthlings.
Yes.
And whatever we do to modify it to any degree, I mean, even chopping it up, we start to change it. But in any case, the less we do to what the earth gives us, us being earthlings, the less we do to it, the more likely it is to be absolutely appropriate and necessary for our continuation and for our functioning.
Well, that idea of calling it real food is fascinating, because I've talked in terms of raw milk, because a lot of people are now becoming aware of that sustenance in infancy that many, depending on when you were born, the doc said, hey, don't do that, have this powdered stuff, right? And the idea that raw milk is, well, that's the way it's supposed to be consumed if you do so, and that it's the only real milk, in fact. So that idea of converting that raw to real is very, very real here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's real food. And so then it's a matter of eating, you know, what was that, who was that researcher in the 30s that began with an S in Switzerland, when he looked at, he did CBCs on people who ate cooked meals versus raw meals, and found that people that were eating cooked meals had leukocytosis, or elevation of their white blood cells, whereas those that didn't had normal white blood cells, showing that that was the first scientific proof that that eating cooked food is inflammatory.
Yes.
Do you know that study?
Yeah, I remember reading that, but I can't recall the guy's name either. I apologize.
Yeah, I think it's Swiner.
Hold on. Let's take a break here. We'll see if we can find it on the break here. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Lodi, a great guy, MD. He's out there in Arizona, and you can check out his website, upcoming book, Stop Making Cancer. We're going to talk more about the many ways to do so after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Remember, all the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Talking to Dr. Thomas Lodi, and he's a great guy. I tell you what, if you need some assistance, you're out west, and it's easy to get through to Arizona area. He is there, and the phone number is at an oasis of healing. And you're dealing with cancer, here's a guy that can help you. It's 480 area code, 480-834-5414, 480-834-5414. Remember, stopmakingcancer.com will get you there. And, of course, the book is coming out. There's a nice little YouTube video we have linked up as well today where he's talking about the basics of what he does, and we're just doing a little bit more of that discussion. Now, we talk about a lot of the things that you utilize, intravenous protocols with IV vitamin C, oxidative therapy, like ozone, hydrogen peroxide. We've talked a little bit about silver hydrosol that you've used in your practice, Argentin 23, which is great. Any other things that you're seeing, let's say innovations, or have you found a system that is consistently helping? It's not that we ever hang our hat and say it's over. We're always looking for new innovation, but you've got a system you're pretty comfortable and confident with based on results, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a few interventional modalities that we provide for the patient. You know, when someone comes in, there's three parts to our program. You know, number one and most fundamental, we teach them to stop making cancer. And secondly, we'll target it and eliminate it with minimal harm. And then the third thing we do is get that immune system back up to the level it needs to be, because there is a cure for cancer. It's called a healthy immune system. You know, we're all walking around with cancer cells. Whether or not it manifests clinically depends on our immune function. And So, you know, all three of those things done simultaneously. But what you're referring to is part two. You know, how do we, what are the interventions? The one that we're working with, and I've taken many, the two criteria I use to even attempt something clinically is that it has to have science behind it,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be safe. So if it makes sense, it's got science, and it's safe, then I'll bring it in for a while. And I'll work with it for like 6 months. And if I don't see a difference, you know, if everything's about the same,
mm-hmm.
then I won't use it because it's already costly enough. You know, these things, unfortunately, are not covered by insurance. And also, you know, the body doesn't need anything extra that it doesn't need. But the thing that we have found, and there's a lot of really wonderful research out of Sweden from the Karolinska Institute, it's on sodium selenite. Mm-hmm. It's a form of selenium, which we all know is a nutrient that's required that from anywhere from 200 to 400 micrograms per day. By the way, four Brazil nuts will give you 200 micrograms of bioavailable selenium. But just like vitamin C at a high level has an oxidative effect rather than an antioxidative effect through the Fenton reaction,
mm-hmm.
so does this sodium selenite, preferentially picked up by cancer cells, first used in 1911. And what it does is it gets into the cell and produces the superoxide anion, which is a much more radical, free radical than hydrogen peroxide that is produced by vitamin C. And so cancer cells, again, do not have superoxide dismutase, which is an enzyme that will convert it into something useful like water and oxygen.
Right.
But healthy cells do. So again, here's a, like vitamin C, here's another substance that is deadly to cancer cells and actually nutritive to healthy cells. So we're just loving what we're seeing with it. We've added it, and we're seeing almost everybody is now getting well quicker with this addition.
Dr. Lodi, the use of the sodium selenite, is that coming in intravenously or orally or both?
Intravenously.
Okay, that's why I was wondering about that, because you're really ramping it up very rapidly. I've encouraged all of my listeners to increase selenium levels via food-grown sources, preferably even some of the food-grown nutrients that have the selenium grown into, and have great success over the years in dealing with many things. So I'm encouraged to hear about the more aggressive ways to use it in these crises where people are coming to you, and they're so far, you know, beyond basic nutrition. You really got to bring them back fast.
Right, right. Yeah, so, you know, especially when if someone shows up and the cancer burden is actually starting to impact vital functions like breathing, the pain is excruciating, they can't have bowel movements, they can't digest food. When it's at that level, there's no diet alone won't do it because there's just not enough time, and you've got to turn it around, and that's what we do. Once we turn it around,
mm-hmm.
Then we start going back to just lifestyle. And that's the goal, is to teach them how to swim, you know, so mm-hmm. that they don't have to stay with us longer than necessary.
By the way, Dr. Thomas Lodi will be with me up there at the Alive Foundation Awards event in New York City, June 29th and 30th. And that's very exciting because they're really honoring a whole group of people, a lot of individuals who are unsung heroes out there that are quietly behind the scenes helping people overcome things that the old media and the pharmaceutical industrial complex claims impossible to do and often attack the docs that do it. So I'm very glad to hear that they've connected with you and are going to have you there in New York as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Now, the lymphatic drainage therapy listed on your website, I'm always interested in that because so little is discussed within allopathic medical circles about lymphatic system, because I think we've got more lymphatic canals than we have a venous type system for the blood or circulatory system in that way, yet overlooked as far part of the internal detox system as well. How do you work with the lymphatic system to get it going again?
Well, and that's a very good point. If you think about the interstitial fluid that surrounds all the cells, which is really the aquarium water for the fish, it's really the environment in which cells find themselves. It has its input from the arterial system. It's got its drainage from the venous system, and then underneath every tissue bed and interwoven are a network of lymphatics, which sample and take the rest of the that which doesn't get through the veins, and brings it over to the lymph node, which is kind of like a little CIA headquarters, and the lymph node will evaluate it and develop an immune response. You know, is this good or bad or
mm-hmm.
whatever. Now, as you know, if you're hiking in the forest and you come upon a rapidly moving stream, you're going to bend down and drink out of it. Half an hour later, this stream has kind of slowed down and it almost looks like a pond. You're unlikely to drink from it unless you're really thirsty. So it's the same thing. The speed and the flow and the continual renewal of any system is what produces health or yes. allows health to arise. So in the lymphatics, you know, you'll often hear that the conventional physicians will say, oh, no, you can't get your lymphatics to drain your breast. You have breast cancer. You can't. No one can touch those. And in fact, if we find any lymph nodes with cancer, we're going to cut them out.
Yeah, I find that disgusting because the very method by which the body is trying to adapt to drain is literally there's a stasis there for a lot of reasons. But yet they're removing the ability of the body, the canal, to have any movement. It just will get rid of the channel. I mean, it's ludicrous.
It's not anywhere near common sense. But you know what I learned about medical school?
Uh-huh.
It's they teach you how not to think. They teach you to follow protocols, and don't you dare ever try to think your way through this. Just recall the protocols. So I think really that conventional physicians can be replaced by computers and a good nurse practitioner who can just simply do a physical exam, put in that data along with all the laboratory data, and the computer will be a lot better than these guys. So
that's
all they're doing.
That's going to make you popular among all the pharmaceutical minions out there, but that's all right. We talk about that every day, Tom. You're in good company here.
But what we do with lymphatics is we have a nurse who's mm-hmm. Devoted her life to lymphatics, and she's got a I don't even know the name of the equipment she uses, but it's infrared, and mm-hmm. it really gets lymphatics moving, and she'll work with people daily, and we do have lymphatic massage, and we teach exercise and rebounding,
mm-hmm.
proper sleep, you know, all those things that are necessary to keep the lymphatics flowing, because the better they flow, the more likely you are to drain. I just had a woman with, we did a PET scan, and she had a single nodule in her left breast, and mm-hmm. Probably 6 or 7 metabolically active lymph nodes in her left armpit, which metabolically active means cancer, and then maybe 10 or 15 other little ones that are not quite yet metabolically active. And, you know, so in a conventional setting, that would be like, don't touch it, don't move your arm, let's cut those out, and all that sort of thing. What we do is we've got Brandy, our nurse, working on that daily, just getting the flow and getting that moving out, because all those cells that have become cancerous, what the lymph nodes have done is they've developed a whole cytokine and interleukin profile on that that's going to get rid of them, and that needs to be communicated. So that has to go down through the lymphatics, and if you don't get that out there, the rest of the body is not going to be aware of it as quickly.
Yes. That's why I'll often use homeopathic signaling specific to the lymphatic system or even to specific cancer cells, sarcomas or otherwise, because we're working with an energetic grid, if you will. The communication is often shut down by allopathic medicine for years, you know, starting with interventions in childhood. And we've got to really reawaken that communication pathway.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to hear a horror story. When I was in New York, I moved to Arizona in 2004. But when I was in New York, there was an incident where a six-month-old infant was diagnosed with depression and put on antidepressants.
Ugh.
Now, that's a pre-verbal state.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the kind of stories that outrage me, and I don't say I contain my anger. I let it loose. This was my catharsis every day doing the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also bringing back the pointed and directed and really empowering methods, solutions, the people that are helping people to wake up, and, you know, the passion we have here is born of our own suffering. You know, my suffering brought me to this awareness, wanting to learn how to do this and help others to do the same or better.
Oh, yeah, we have a divine machine here, and you slice it, it heals. I mean, it's pretty magical.
It absolutely is, and that's the thing we're trying to acknowledge here. When we say the power to heal is yours, we're not kidding, but right. In so many ways, people have been trained to give up that power to so-called the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism, as John Rappaport calls it. That is, you know, the doctors in modern medicine that still follow, unfortunately, the allopathic thought form to suppress every symptom, to intoxicate and poison, to overcome disease, rather than recognizing that those very methods are creating it or worsening the disease or imbalance.
Exactly. Exactly. Who said that? Who's the doctor?
Oh, well, this is a friend of mine, investigative reporter, journalist, John Rappaport. He coined the phrase the Church of Biological Mysticism because, as you know, if you try to look through the scientific journals, a lot of this is not real science anymore. You really got to know how to look through it because much of it has become cult-like devotion and following, not science. It's based on economics, if you will, or pharmaceutical, agendas.
Oh, 100%. There's no longer. That's why what I put under my name, I put internal medicine because my formal training was in that. But I right underneath it, I put metabolic medicine. Because that's really what we practice is metabolic medicine.
Very nice. Very nice. So when you come up to New York for that event, the Alive Foundation, you'll be speaking. Is there a specific topic or are you just going to talk on the general theme of stop making cancer?
You know, I'm not sure if I'm speaking or being interviewed. I don't quite know because we came into it kind of late and they had already had all their speakers. So, but I guess they had heard of what the work we're doing here and they, they said, absolutely, we're going to make another spot and bring them into the VIP list. But I'm not sure if I'm speaking. If I do have an opportunity to speak, I'll definitely talk on not only stop making cancer, but there's an aspect of healing that I've seen is absolutely essential, and it's the fourth pillar of the foundation of health. The three that I told you that we do, stop making cancer, target it, and then enhancing the immune system. The fourth one the patient must bring, and it's theirs. And what that is they have to know they're going to heal. And knowing is faith. Faith is not believing. You know, you can believe in Santa Claus, but you don't believe in trees. You either know about trees or you don't know about trees. So faith is a knowing. Just like if you slice your finger cutting an apple, there's no question, you know you're going to heal, and you do, you heal.
Yes.
So it's that same knowing. I had a woman with metastatic breast, she had breast cancer that had gone to both lungs so completely that when I x-rayed her, there was no normal lung. She was on a gurney, she needed oxygen, she couldn't use the restroom, she was told she had 3 weeks to make it at most. 8 weeks later, she was jogging to our clinic, and I just got a postcard from her 4.5 years later, her and her husband are traveling around. Well, now, what about her? What did we do? Did we do anything different with her? No. What happened was, on the gurney, and I walked up to her and said hello, she grabbed my arm and she looked me in the eye and she said, "Thank God, now I know I'm going to make it."
Beautiful.
And that, you know, and she made it.
Yeah.
So I have lots of stories like that, and I want to bring that about.
Yes.
Now, how do you come to that faith? How do you come to that knowing, knowledge? You've heard that the truth will set you free? Well, it certainly will. You know, I grew up Italian. Why do I not eat meatballs? Is it because I don't love them? No. It's because of knowledge. I look at them and I see a skull and crossbones. I no longer, you know, salivate. I say, you know. But knowledge is what saves me. So that's what we do. And part of the, probably a major thing of what we do is changing the database that people arrive with.
Sure.
And then changing the habits. I mean, the most important thing I can teach you to do before you leave my clinic is to read every day as if your life depended on it.
Well, Dr. Lodi, we look forward to having you back on, especially with the Stop Making Cancer book coming out, and look forward to seeing you in New York City. And I hope that we can visit again together because this has been great. The four pillars that we listed here are sensational. If anybody needs additional help in recovery, Dr. Lodi is a guy you definitely want to know. He's out west in Arizona. What city are you near?
Well, Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale—they're all—they're all kind of—they kind of merge into each other. But
sure. We're
15 minutes from the Phoenix airport.
Beautiful, an oasis of healing. StopMakingCancer.com. The number 480-834-5414. Dr. Lodi, absolute pleasure to have you on board.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'd love to talk to you again.
All right, that was Dr. Tom Lodi. Back to wrap up the hour after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should overdeliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com. The superfood for your soul.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Part of the discussion with Dr. Lodi, of course, addresses the economics. He talked about what he does not being reimbursable by insurance. So a lot of people cannot, quote unquote, afford to get real health care as opposed to cancer or disease management. Like I talked about the guy, remember Don, the guy I met at the dentist office? By the way, we got Dr. Cintra, and she'll hopefully get on maybe on Advanced Medicine Monday. I'm excited to get the good dentist back on non-toxic dentistry. But remember, I met him. He was dealing with a cancer tumor, but a lot because of the mercury in his teeth that it had removed. He didn't have insurance. He lost his insurance the day before the cancer diagnosis, and he's alive and recovering because he didn't have good insurance. So in many ways, it's a good thing. But at the same time, how do you afford, if you need it, the kind of stuff that Dr. Lodi does, which is very, very, let's say, aggressive in a natural sort of way to get you out of the mess. And so we come back to the banking system, the disaster that is banking. And in fact, I've got a YouTube linked up, fascinating. You know Adam Kokesh, like Adam versus the Man, Don?
I do.
Yeah. So Adam was interviewing up in North Carolina. There was this Republican kind of establishment. There's a guy running for treasurer of North Carolina. And he sounds real good at the beginning of the interview. He's very anti-UN. We don't need Agenda 21 kind of stuff. And then Adam gets into the Federal Reserve. And this guy is absolutely clueless. He thinks money is not created by the Fed. It's by the Treasury. It's all about interest rates. And the fact is money is valued. The dollar is valued based on your labor. You mean your ability to tax labor? Yes, yes. You got to see this. But this is the kind of nonsense we're dealing with Tea Party Republicans that were completely co-opted by the establishment. Only those that have continued on with Ron Paul really understand the mess that we're in. And so I bring up the banking issue and then the money issue tied into that because the guy that didn't have the money to get well is actually getting well because he didn't have insurance. And yet we look at this since Obama came in, he said, you know, we're not going to have banks too big to fail anymore. I'm Obama. I'm going to stop all of that. Turns out the too big to fail banks are bigger than ever and much more powerful than ever.
They are. They're doing better than they did before. And you know, some people are hearing about for this for the first time are kind of scratching their head, especially a lot of the Obama people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, what are you talking about? There's no way. We kicked their butts a while ago.
Right, yeah.
Right?
We were going to take down Wall Street, right, Obama? The assets of the five biggest U.S. banks were equivalent to about 43% of U.S. GDP before the financial crisis. Today, listen to this. The assets of the five biggest U.S. banks are equivalent to 56% of U.S. gross domestic product. You want to talk about too big to fail before? What are they now? Unbelievable. And of course, you've got establishment Republicans. This is the problem with Romney versus Obama. Romney is funded by Goldman Sachs. As much as we don't like Obama here, I'm hard-pressed to say it's going to be better. I realize there'll be tweaks here or there. But at this point, don't you deserve what you get if you believe Romney's really going to be doing major league differences, though he has the same paymasters as Obama?
No, and it's not just Goldman Sachs. I mean, we're talking about Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Chase, and Citigroup are among the top 10 donors. Or were, yeah. At least in the 2008 campaign they were. And I have no reason to believe that they aren't this time around.
Nope. And it ain't over. Just as Yogi Berra says, it ain't over till it's over, and it ain't over. Why do I say that? Because Ron Paul's still slamming on those delegates that the old media is loath to mention. Occasionally, something will slip out, and all of the Santorum delegates, a lot of times they were teaming up. They're starting to slide over to, guess who? Not Romney, but Ron Paul. This promises to be a very interesting Republican National Convention. All bets are off. I am not buying into the media's garbage that it's over. He's won. Romney is in. He's done. Of course, they want us to believe that, but that's mass hypnosis. That may not be reality.
Well, just wait. You know, it's one of those things where you just have to just have some faith.
Yep.
Keep tuned in. Keep plugged in to where the real information is, which is the alternative media. That's where the truth is. Don't listen to what Fox and NBC. You know, look, they're good to watch because you got to keep an eye on what they're doing.
Right.
But if you want the real information, you got to stay plugged in into shows like this, into networks like this, into websites like Daily Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where you're going to see the reality, because I saw a picture the other day where it compared. It was on April 10th. There was a rally for Ron Paul. And there was a rally for Mitt Romney, and they compared the two together, and it's like, here's Ron Paul's rally, and there's like 5,000 people there. Here's Mitt Romney's rally, and there's like 200 people there. And
yeah,
that's not an exaggeration, but you don't see that anywhere else other than in the alternative media. So you stay plugged in and just wait, because when the convention comes along, I think we're going to see some things. You're going to turn the – it's going to be a situation where the media is not going to be able to ignore it at that point.
They're not going to know what to make of it.
It's going to be a story. What's going on here?
You know what they're going to do? They're going to claim it's mutiny. They're violating the rules.
Sure.
It's a violent overthrow. It's Ron Paul tyranny. I mean, can you see that? All the things that they're doing, they're going to call it out.
And you know what? You know what? It will backfire.
Yeah.
It will backfire just
totally.
Like every other thing they've tried to do with Ron Paul throughout this campaign. It's just not working anymore. People are getting smart. People are getting wise. They're seeing what's going on. They're able to mm-hmm. break through that matrix that has just held everybody captive for so long. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited. I cannot wait for the convention and to see what happens there.
Well, we have got it going on here. You're smart because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now tell your friends. Tell your relatives. Heck, tell your enemies. And then you might become friends with them. That this is where you come for health, freedom, and liberty. Of course, Natural News Radio, naturalnews.com, Mike Adams. Of course, my Sunday show, you don't want to miss that, through Genesis Communications Network, often outrageous for terrestrial radio as well. We got lots of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special thanks to Super Don. Thank you to Dr. Thomas Lodi. Thank you as well to Pam Larry and Steven Rogers from Shentrition. We got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time today. Tomorrow, Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Frank King and more, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support?
This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
They say... it's all right. They say it's all right. Say it's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now we're gonna move it slow. Oh, when the lights are low. Cause when you're moving slow, it feels like a mall. Cause it's alright, oh, it's alright. And now listen to the beat. And kind of tap your feet. Cause you got soul. Everybody knows that it's alright, oh, it's alright. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do, have a little song and make life your goal. And surely something's gotta come to you. You gotta say it's alright. They say it's alright.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.